also known as the ICS 214. And also when we get to what level? SAL 2 is when we begin to fill this out. Yes, SAL 2. If you look again on the summary of the different levels, you'll see that item number 6 is start daily ICS 214 documentation.
But on your sample up there, it shows when SAL 1 was.
That's a good point. So it probably behooves you to document everything that's happening. What is our standard, Charlie?
Our standard?
Yeah. Document everything, right? SAL 1, SAL 2. I would suggest you not document SAL 0. You fill up many, many notebooks with nothing. Okay. So anyway, this is merely an example of making an entry for the VSI, or the vehicle safety inspection, and that the car is okay and ready to go. Now let's move on to slide 27. Here we're talking about emergency resource directory. We call it a hardware list. And where is it in our manual?
3-8.
Okay. That little print.
We call it an equipment resource list.
Equipment resource list. Okay. Good. We've got that. And then it talks about, after that, it talks about ResourceNet. Now, one of the things that Charlie has done just recently, and this is, I think will be distributed at our meeting, which is the end of March 2013.
Next Tuesday.
But for the sake of the tape, it was March of 2013. Is that he has reorganized the table of contents for a number of forms so that the script and the form you use with the script are grouped together. So for example, for the ResourceNet, which you see discussed on slide 27, the script is what section of the new table of contents?
It's all in section four.
Anything
dealing with nets is in section four.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Anything having, which is really nice, they're all together. The script for ResourceNet is section 4-2, and the corresponding form that we fill out is 4-3. So that's nice. And of course, as we're doing ResourceNet, if our people indicate that there are traffic jams or whatever, we'd update the SITSTAT, which is Situation Status Report, which is the restat. Or is it? Well, what is the form for SITSTAT?
We don't have it in our manual.
We don't have it. Well, maybe we do, not officially, but I would suggest that the SITSTAT, if we are documenting situations that are observed and reported to Net Control, to say, in this case, Resource Net Control, what form might we use that we do have?
214.
Right on, the 214. Okay, good. Let's move on to slide 28. Here we're talking about a mobilization. That's when you have transitioned from a SAL 3 to either a SAL 4, SAL 5, or SAL 6. SAL 4 stage, SAL 5 deploy, SAL 6. What was the meaning of the word stage if you heard a command over the radio? What does stage mean?
Someplace where you're going to wait till meeting point.
Meeting point.
Yeah.
Marshalling location.
A what?
A marshalling location.
A marshalling location. And not only that, but the idea there was if you are mobile, moving, that you should immediately pull over when it's safe to the side of the road and await further instruction over the radio. Okay. But anyway, getting back to the mobilization codes, you would only receive that if you were directed to either to stage, which means move from what? The resource net to the
stage.
Travel net. Okay. Stage would be to go and stage. Deploy. Anyway.
So tell me, are the M codes standard codes or just something to make up on the fly?
I would suggest that they are unique to every incident. Now,
what format?
M with a, say, like a three-digit number following, M-001.
So
that's the example I've seen on, in fact, we'll see it here in one of the following slides. In one of our exercises that I choreographed, I used code M001, M002, and each participant had a different code. Okay, talking further about slide 28, you can see another major bullet item is TravelNet. Where is the script for TravelNet and the corresponding log that you use? Al, you're right, it's in section 4. Or Charlie was right, it was section 4. 4-8 and 4-9 are where we find those. In the revised table of contents. and again, you can see there under TravelNet, it's call sign identification and then using either beginning, arriving, departing, or ending mileage. And we have chosen the form that has begin, arrive, depart and end as column headings. So we would suggest that everybody listening to this tape use those terminologies because it makes it easier for the TravelNet control operator to document all of the people participating on the net if it gets hectic. There, you also see on that slide, very bottom, a comment about health and welfare checks. What does that refer to?
The TNCS is checking
out
for
your
health and welfare.
Is somebody's overdue?
Right, it could be if somebody's overdue.
Yeah.
I think the way Wayne suggested is that time permitting, and if there's not too much activity on the net, possibly every 10 minutes, check on where people are and whether they're okay by doing a roll call. So, because again, what's our number one priority?
Safety.
Safety. Now, the next slide, slide 29, is a form that we don't really use. It possibly could be utilized by incident commander, ZR11. But there you see examples of M codes, in this case, the code is 1- if it happens to deal with what group of P codes or categories of responsibility. Do you see that? The 1-001, and if you look over, that's ZR11.
It's
what level of ICS?
Command.
And so, Al, you asked if there's a format. This is not a bad format. What level for, the ZR2s? All the vast majority on this page are ZR201 through 2-008. Okay, that's operations, right? There's only one ZR3C. What would that be? Based on
logistics.
Three is planning. Yeah. Three is planning, four is logistics. So you see the next to the last line, there's it looks like a ZR4M. Okay, that would be logistics. And five, a ZR, the very last line, the M code 5-001, and the position ZR51. Now, I don't know what all these codes are, but we can easily see that that's apparently a mobilization code for somebody in finance and admin. So do you see how knowing ZR1, ZR2, ZR3, ZR4, ZR5, you can immediately get a sense looking at these lines, which on the surface are meaningless, that we've got all five sections of ICS activated. Okay. But again, I think this form would be used. This would be used primarily by incident commander, although it could be very handy for resource net control, who issues the mobilization codes. Okay, now we move on to slide, and it's not numbered.
30.
Yeah, slide 30 and 31. And this is our TravelNet form. And again, in this example, we have begin, arrive, depart, and end. So this, is this the form we're using? I'm confused.
Yes.
Is that what we have in our book?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so for Mission Viejo, again, please, when you check in, is my begin mileage is, this K6 IWA, my begin mileage is K6 IWA, my arrive mileage is, and if we were had a travel net from the incident back to home, for example, then my depart mileage is, and my in mileage is at the end of the incident. What if we had a situation where we were directed to the travel net from home to the EOC, and then sometime later we were directed from the EOC